Welcome to the Emmaus Fellowship Teaching Podcast. We trust you find this encouraging. Emmaus Fellowship is located at 205 North Pine Street in Woodland Park, Colorado. Our phone number is 719-687-6061. We trust you find this encouraging as you pour over God's Word with us.
You gave me a voice and a song, taught me how to sing. Brothers and sisters, gave me a family.
Okay, so we're back. I wanted to just kind of jump in, and I just want you to know that I'm going to rely heavily on the Holy Spirit to guide me as I share this with you. I have a lot of thoughts rolling around, but I've not wordsmithed them onto paper, so I won't be reciting the message from that. I'll be trusting that whatever message is in me will come out and bless you, all right? Listen, I want to just jump right in because something happened last week when we were gathered together at Emmaus Fellowship that I'm paying attention to. A couple of things that happened. First of all, Ben and Shannon Weddle, they dedicated their son, Adamir, and that was beautiful and amazing. And while they were doing that, they took a minute to just make us aware of the great need in the country of Myanmar, where they have been missionaries. And when COVID happened, they came back to the States, and they've been here. And they have this burden, you know, obviously they have a lot of friends there. And so they made us aware of the prayer needs there. And so that being said, we went through our gathering last Sunday. And towards the end, I began to pray for Myanmar. And the Holy Spirit really moved on me then. And you guys witnessed that if you were here. I began to weep. I got kind of in this zone of intercession. And the thing about that is I really want to pay attention to that. There's a relationship that I personally have with people in Myanmar. This fellowship has had a relationship with a church in Myanmar. They consider themselves our sister church. And so we've got a lot of history there, relatively speaking. Anyway, the point isn't so much about Myanmar. It's about what the Holy Spirit was doing on Sunday that I'm paying attention to. And it had to do with praying for the nations. And it had to do with relational connections that we have with people who are in foreign countries. And so that being said, I want to remind us that as a fellowship here, this church has a lot of history where people within our fellowship have felt the stirring of God. They have felt moved by the Holy Spirit, called by God to actually leave Woodland Park and move to foreign lands. And some of them are still there after decades. I'm thinking of Mike and Darlene Corman. I'm thinking of their sons, Chad and Colt and Lolita. And, you know, I'm thinking about those families that are abroad, whether they're in Thailand or Myanmar or the Middle East, no, Malaysia, excuse me, or the Middle East. That being said, we've had a lot of people within this fellowship. I'm thinking of the Snackenbergs. I'm thinking of Sarah Ray. I'm thinking of Ty and Laura Gordon. I'm thinking of the Weddles. I'm thinking of all these people, and there's many, many more, some of whom I don't even really know the full story, but I do know that there's this history that we have. And I would be quite frank with you. I'll just say that for the number of people that are part of this fellowship, the percentage is really high of people who have had or who currently have a heart for foreign missions. And some of you have been supporting that for decades. Some of you have been yourself, whether short term or long term, and now you're back. We've seen this happen for decades. And I just love that the Holy Spirit was moving not only on me, but just through this fellowship last week when it came to praying for the nations. I want to just go there for a little bit this morning. I just want to remind us about Jesus' words after his resurrection, before his ascension. And it was not only to his followers there, but it was to us as well. So the things that Jesus was saying to his disciples, his followers, we can step into and receive as though Jesus is saying them to us now. And so Jesus appears to his followers after his resurrection from the dead, and he says this. Jesus came close to them and he said, "All the authority of the universe has been given to me." And then it goes on to say, "Now go in my authority." And there's one Aramaic translation of that that would say, "As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." But listen to this. "All the authority of the universe has been given to me," Jesus is saying. Can you hear him say that? Like, we're connecting with it. We're acknowledging it. We've just spent some time praising him because he's worthy, because all authority of the universe has been given to Jesus. "Now go in my authority." This is a receiving that we can position ourselves for even right now. Receive the authority of Jesus. He has given it to his disciples. He's given it to you and I. "Go in my authority and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to faithfully follow all of the things that I have commanded you. And never forget that I am with you every day, even to the completion of this age." Wow. So then Jesus spends 40 days preaching the kingdom of God to his followers. And at the very end of his time with them, the very last words that he tells his disciples, I believe he's telling us today, and it is Acts 2, verses 8 through 11. "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest parts of the earth." And then we know that he ascended. And this is a real commission, and it's more than just a commission, as though we're commanded to go. We're actually commanded, first of all, to receive the authority that he's given to us, receive the power that comes when the Holy Spirit rests upon us, and then go from that place of authority and power, walking in step with the Holy Spirit. And we know the story. I mean, we can read Acts and we can see that there was a great community of faith that was forming up in Jerusalem and that region. And then actually because of persecution, they were sent out abroad. They were like seeds that were scattered to bear much fruit. And we're the recipients of that, actually, as missionaries of the first generation church. We're following the Holy Spirit. They went to foreign lands and began to preach the gospel of Jesus, began to, like Paul says, "I didn't come with simply persuasive words, but with a demonstration of power in the Holy Spirit." And so we're the recipients of that. You and I have come to faith because of people like the Cormans, because of people like Paul, because of people like, just a long list of people throughout the ages that have followed the Holy Spirit to places that were not their home. And they went and they made disciples. Now, this is where I really love the culture of this fellowship. I want to just kind of move into this idea that many of you who have been abroad, many of you who have had an experience of missions in foreign lands, you've come back and your mindset is the same in Woodland Park as it is anywhere else on the planet. I love that you have a missional mindset in Woodland Park with your neighbors, with the people that you work with. I love that you're kind of moving in a very similar vein. Now, it is different when you go abroad. There's something different about that than when you're in your own familiar neighborhood. But I'm not so sure it should be different. I think we can be pressing into this idea that it's the same, whether we're in Woodland Park or we're in a foreign land like Myanmar or in Thailand or in Malaysia or in India or in Nepal. I mean, the long list, the Middle East, South America, Africa. Come on, this world is big and it's so diverse and it's so full of just people that the Lord absolutely loves and adores. And we're being called and commissioned to go into those places. Now, this is where it gets kind of fun and interesting, because it really starts to come around to this question of what's next for us? Like, where are we going as a fellowship? That was asked to me recently. And at first I was like, we've just been kind of in a year where we're trying to maintain and cultivate community and, you know, that kind of stuff. But I love the fact that we can start asking that question, because I think we're coming out of the season that we've been in and we're starting to look forward into what's next. Like, where are we going? But I want to just pause on that for just a moment, because anytime we start asking the question, like, where are we going? We have to be careful, because it's not our responsibility to come up with a destination and a plan and then ask God to join us and bless us. Actually, what I would like to ask is, God, where are you? And where are you inviting us to partner with you? We want to go and be a part of that. Okay? Now, this is where I'm stirred. Because anytime the Holy Spirit comes upon me, which I have to be quite honest, over this last year or so, it's not been that frequent. And so when it does happen, I really take note and I pay attention. So when I'm praying for Myanmar last week and the Holy Spirit moves upon me, you know, and I just start to, my insides just start to quake and I start to weep and I have this emotional response, and it's like I'm hearing the Holy Spirit help me know how to pray, and I'm praying it out. You have to know when that is happening. Like, I'm like, oh, I want to really pay attention to that. Okay. Because here's the idea. We're coming out of a season. We're moving towards something new. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we just took some time as a fellowship, as individuals, to begin to lift our eyes a little bit, lift our eyes out of sort of survival mode, lift our eyes out of malaise, lift our eyes out of what has been, and begin to ask the questions, what can be? Like, what are you inviting us into? Like, what is capturing our curiosity right now? Like, what is, like, feeling exciting for us? Like, can you imagine? Okay, I'm just going to throw something at you. Can you imagine if you were the next person that God would ask to sell everything? Can you imagine if God were to be like, I want you to go to a particular place, and I want you to establish yourselves there, and I want you to integrate into that community and that culture, and I want you to be my witness there. I want you to present Jesus to these people in word and deed, in the authority that I've given to you, in the power that I've given to you by the Holy Spirit. And I want you to do it in a way that is not simply persuasive with words, but a demonstration of the power of your life. And I want you to do that. Can you imagine if God would ask you to do that? Like, are we in a place where we would be submitted to God and submitted to walking in step with the Holy Spirit in such a way that we would be willing to sell everything to go, or give away everything to go, whatever that might look like. Can you imagine living the next 10, 20, 30 years of your life by faith, trusting that God will support you and meet your needs? Can you imagine being like some of the 72 disciples who went out and they were astonished that, you know, they were able to move in the power of the Holy Spirit in a way that, you know, it surprised them and it blessed the people that they were ministering to. Anyway, I just want to stir us to think in these terms. He may not ask you to leave. He may ask you to pay attention to your neighbors as much as he would ask you to go to a foreign land. He may ask you to do things within this own, your own community here that would be as engaging, and it would be a similar mindset and a missional mindset here in Woodland Park as he would ask you to do that abroad. So the point isn't, you know, for you to just take up and leave. The point is this: are you listening? And is your heart yielding in a submissive way to God to the point where you would be willing to say, yes, I'll go? That's the encouragement this morning. Like, where are you at, God? And where are you inviting us to be a part of your work? Would we be willing to go anywhere? It's a big question. I know it. And so it's kind of fun to think about. It's not something that we've been hearing a lot of. I know I haven't been sharing a lot of this sort of encouragement in the last year or so, but it feels like it's time to start asking some big questions and start dreaming some big dreams and start asking God, where are you leading us as a fellowship and individually? Because we have a history here. It's part of our spiritual inheritance here as a fellowship. It's part of our DNA and the mindset of being missional to our neighbors and to the nations has been a part of the fabric here at this fellowship for a lot of years. And I want us to remember that. And I want us to press into, God, what are you doing? How are you inviting us to be a part of it? And how can we prepare ourselves to say yes to whatever it is you have for us? So that's my encouragement here this morning. We'll meet back here in just a moment and I'll have a couple prompts for you. Thank you. It's our joy to offer these podcasts. We sure hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, feel free to drop us a line at emmausfellowship@icloud.com. If you're curious about ways you can be more deeply involved in this community, visit our website at emmausfellowship.org and be sure to like our Facebook page.